The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is. It is Wednesday, May 27th, 2026.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the news, I checked my sources. Not once, not twice, but three times. Thrice.
That's what you got to do, man. That's what they should be doing on the news. Good evening.
Yeah, but think of it certainly went astray, but I was thinking about this over the weekend or something about, fake news and all this stuff. But back in the 50s, 60s especially, there was that thing of get the story. There's a 5 o'clock deadline. You'd see it in the movies and TV shows like,
yeah.
I don't have anything going to get me a story. Well, then they're like, well, crap, my job is on the line here. Let me go down to the street corner and hang out with some of the fellas and try to get some scoop. And then they say, what up? Here's $50. Do you have any news? And you're like, yeah, that's a trap house over there. Yeah. That ain't a real monastery.
That's smart.
He's in the trap. Yeah.
They run back to the news station. The monastery on the corner is really bees in the trap.
Are there even deadlines anymore? Is that a thing?
Sure.
And this is not a knock against the locals either, because it's your job. It's like when you go into a restaurant and they're like, sorry, you have to pay extra for the sauce, and you get pissed at them. It's like, damn, if they gave it to you, they maybe would have to pay for it. Like, it's the rules are the rules are the rules.
And in journalism, you want to get the scoop, break the story. That's the deal.
But in that rush to do it, a lot of times, then the retractions that by law they are, it's demanded to do, they don't say you have to do it several times a show or it has to be real bold on the front page. It's on the back page, small disclaimer, or on the TV show, it'll be, all right, well, that was tonight's news. By the way, on last night's report, we said that Jeremy Allenborg was gay, but he's not. He's blind.
He's blind.
Deep Throat
more
was
tomorrow
wrong.
Night at 11. And that was it.
Our source, Deep Throat, was incorrect.
Just like, so I kind of get it. Now it's obviously, it's literally make-up stuff just to get the bold headlines.
Yeah, and if social media is breaking all the news, then, how do you verify that on a regular basis?
Yeah, but you know what? Kind of good for that, too, in a way, because there's a lot of people, maybe me included, not really from social media, but, I don't watch the news daily. I don't get on news websites except for here. And some of the, people that are in the non-news bubble, that's a way for it to permeate to them. Now, although a lot of them are in their heads are in the sand because they want to be in that bubble, and they get kind of like me when I see y'all, the kind of crap. Like, so I don't get on X anymore. Like, literally, do not get on there. It's because it's like, that is not, I want to go watch funny videos or see my friends drinking beer in the movie theater. Sup, Jug? And just various things like that. I don't want to see some kind of fight that's going to end up making me feel a certain way that I didn't feel before I started watching.
You avoid conflict.
Why wouldn't you?
I do.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, that kind of factored into what I was going to do last night, that you don't look at X that much.
Yeah.
I was going to play a little prank on you.
That
I thought better of it, and I'm like, I don't know if it would work out. It would probably cause a stir that shouldn't be caused.
Oh, tell me. Because
Well, first I was going to text you and say, hey, do you want to mess with some people? But I'm like, I won't do that. Just let me do it and see if he sees it. And I'm like, I don't want to do that either. So the tweet was going to be, Wednesday will be Matt Harris's last day on the air. More at 6 a.m.
Oh.
Which is true, but it's not you.
Right.
It's another Matt Harris.
Yeah. The one I get his emails sometimes.
Yep. So I'm like, the one out of Charlotte. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Damn it. If yesterday had been March 31st, it might have been acceptable. I wouldn't have given a damn. I mean, I would have texted you like, hey, did you hear something?
I'm like, people would have flipped out. And I'm like,
it would have been a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know if it, then I was like, do we own that station? No, we used to, but we sold it already, and then somebody else resold it.
Really?
Yeah. Bible Broadcasting.
I worked for a company one time where the paycheck stub changed three times over the time I worked there of who owned it or whatever. It's kind of odd. It's weird on the taxes because it looks like you're changing jobs. Like, no, they sold the company three times.
For cheap, too. They bought it for $4 million. And don't pay any taxes.
Yeah, but like that's cheap for sure. But yeah. The, you know, inflation, you know, thinking about like WCW selling for $3.3 million is absurd. Like,
it's an indictment on the industry, too. We got to stop selling these stations for dirt cheap.
Yeah.
They're just going to rotate the same
music. Well, that's the same thing's happening in the land, or was, you know.
Yep.
Black Rock, damn you. They're getting hustled right now, boy. People trying to get out. They can't get their money out.
Nope.
Because it's
a hedge fund.
It's four major corporations that really run the world, and one of them we have all of our money tied up into.
Yeah.
Retirement-wise, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they get good, you know, they got a good track record, you know. It's just, will it be there when you need it? And if it's not, you know what I'm going to do? People say, you got to call Rob. No, I'm going to call J.G. Wentworth because I want my money now.
He wants his money now.
I slept great last night. Can you tell?
Can I be you?
Yeah. I did. I rarely do on the weeknights. On the weekends, I get it in.
Got to.
Now, they say you don't catch up. There's no such thing.
Yeah, maybe not, but just maybe that after all this time, that's just the way my body goes. Like, get in my 5 to 6 in the week. Yeah. Last night, though, was like 8. They say that. That's like saying, you know, you got to sleep 8 hours a day. That's the Rockefeller Institute saying that. They're the same ones that said, go to school and do all this
stuff. 40 hours a week. Yeah.
Thank you, Alabama.
Is that in the other words? That might change at some point.
Alabama was part of the system, too. You work really a 40-hour week for a living.
That's a conspiracy. Randy and Teddy, agents of the state.
They probably were CIA or Mossad.
Epstein was.
Notice one by one they're going away. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Epstein, yeah, definitely.
Don't let him tell you he wasn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. That was a lot at once.
You know, you're talking about the news and the retractions. I kind of wonder how it works now. If you get a story, say, you know, Doug ran over a dog or whatever. Okay, so.
Blank you, Doug!
Do you go straight to... As far as the investigating goes, you straight to his social media and see what he says about it and just kind of go off of that. Like, you don't even have to talk to people anymore. Just go see what they type.
Yeah, I mean, that is, yeah, social media works as like your own personal press release.
God, actually, that was a horrible example. Let's say it's like sexual harassment.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. They have to report those.
Yeah.
But
instead of, you know, talking to either one of them, they're like, let me go to Doug's social media.
Okay. That's why. Because we feed on salacious, so when you see star of that 70s show with sexual allegations, first off, before you even click on it, you're thinking, which one was it?
Was it Kelso?
Was it
Tommy Chong?
Was it that Mexican kid that kind of just went away after that? I can't remember his name. And then you click on it, and it's like, oh, my God. Danny Masterson. Danny Masterson. Oh my God! So
Hyde's a rapist.
You remember that. Well, that's not a good example because I think he was ultimately, you know, he went to. Didn't he go to jail?
Oh, he's in prison for a long time.
So, but let's say Danny didn't do it.
His church tried to get him off from it.
In your mind, and unless you saw that retraction. In your mind, he did it.
Yeah.
That's why the whole thing about innocent until proven guilty is horse spit.
Everybody can put out a statement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, but see, that's the other thing, too. You ever said something that you went back to the person and apologized? You know what? I said that. I'm very sorry about that. And they may appreciate that, but you still said it. And that can't be erased in their head. So the acquittity went down a little bit.
Or someone took it the wrong way.
You can't take it back. Same thing with Twitter. Like, you know, especially if you're like a high profile celebrity, like a million plus followers, usually with those super fans and stuff, they're going to screenshot every tweet you make. Yep. Just in case.
As soon as it happens, too.
Just in case, especially with the, you know, photos and stuff.
That's why you can't joke with people you don't know.
Oh, boy.
Because you don't know their mental state or all that stuff you got to consider now.
But even then, though, if they kind of try to, you know, test the room, like dropping a like a small, like, you know, cuss word or, you know, a slur or something like that.
Yep.
You got to watch how you react to that, too, because they may be Mossad, enemy of the state.
Then you'll have people that, you know.
You know how that is, though, when you're somewhere, you're like at a. I know, in fact, we can't identify with this because you don't go anywhere, but let's just say you had a cocktail party and you're sitting there, you know, and then somebody kind of like, well, I've had a few in me. Let me tell this one joke. They kind of measure in the room a little bit. And
or you can just ask them straight up, is anybody racist in here? Because I got a joke for you.
I got a joke. If you're racist, step away for a moment. Go get another drink.
We knew somebody who would exactly lead with that.
Exactly do that.
Yep.
I don't want to offend anyone, but I'm about to tell a racist joke.
He didn't give people enough time to leave or answer.
I just mouthed off to Paige who that was, and she said, oh, yeah. But with the news, you know, that thing there, it is interesting because let's say that you're a tourist and not as a slamming way, but let's say you're a woman from another country and you're here as a tourist and you go to Washington, which I don't know why you'd want to go to Washington from another country. Like,
what's the draw?
I don't know, but
nice town.
Yeah.
Not really a draw.
No. So, but you get off the plane and you say, oh, let's go see the White House. And you see a cage sitting on the front lawn.
I was like, what is this?
You're like, oh my God, Trump is letting the Americans fight. That's where he's putting the immigrants in the cage on the White House for all to see. Little did you know it's a UFC event coming up.
Which if you study it and you look at the UFC tea leaves, the card is no way going to match the venue. Like, people are already slamming the card saying this.
Okay, what is the, you know?
I don't know any of the headliners. I know that people wanted John Jones on the card.
See, that's another thing, man, that you see Dana White everywhere. Like, he's got his own Dodge Ram commercial now.
Yep.
But he's the head. That would be like Vince putting himself in all the commercials back in the 80s. Vince McMahon. God, give me another. Like, Michael Eisner did run and get in front of the camera a lot. But, you know, just like.
Yeah, I agree too a little bit.
Yeah, like some of those guys, they were just running the stuff from behind. They didn't need to be up in front. But, I mean, I love Wonder Boy. They don't even use him as much as they should. Like, besides Connor and again, I'm talking mainstream. I'm talking about that would permeate to me. You know what I mean?
Like, nobody on here would. I know Sean O'Malley. I know that
Sean
name.
Sean O'Malley, I know him.
Justin Gaethje, I know that name.
Are they all American fighters?
Let's see. No.
They should do that. They should, like, have American versus Iranian fighters just for fun.
They've got Georgia, Brazil, France.
And then the loser, whoever wins, it's like a March Madness bracket. And then whichever company, whoa. I meant corporation. I'm just kidding. Country. Whichever country wins the bouts gets control of the Strait of Hormuz. It's up on a pole, Fat Boy, just like in wrestling. Up on a pole is a deed to the Strait of Hormuz.
What does Trump have left? A couple years? Like 3 years? Something like that?
You sound like you're counting him down for some reason.
No, but this will go on until his very last day. Like, it's not going to end. Neither side will let it end. We'll all suffer for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's new?
But yeah.
Now you'll have people who say, well, you got to look at our global economy. Look at the strength of our country. Like, okay, well, let me look at my day-to-day, see how that matches up.
The thing about it is, though, is that, like, and I mean, most people with common sense get this, and it's kind of like you do put your head in the sand when it comes to this, but, like, our whole economy, like, the dollar is based on oil.
Yep.
And if that I mean, that's why, like, it's like, okay, crap in one hand, crap in the other one. See, I mean, it's like, okay, we could go electric, which, again, they were talking the other day about the data centers with the diesel that they're burning to, you know. It's like, oh, it's just electricity, but it's all the diesel that they're burning, all the emissions, you know, it's all that crap. So if it did say, okay, fine, we don't need oil anymore for energy or power or you know, getting around in a car or cutting your grass or whatever, our economy would fall apart. I mean, it just would. It just would.
And the people that hold us back, like, you know, because we produce more oil than any country in the world on a daily basis.
If you want the kids that work for Nike to get good accommodations and equal pay, your Jordans would cost you $15,000.
Yeah. You just want somebody else to step in and say, look, what's it going to take?
Well, it's like the whole thing about if you're a politician, they're like, what are you going to do about the homeless? What are you going to do about the homeless?
Yeah, what's Spencer Pratt going to do if he wins mayor?
Like, great example. Like what are you going to do with it? Like, give me, I'm not even being smart ass. What is a plan?
Now, a lot of people are proponents of publicly funded shelters. You know, they're saying with that somewhere to go,
there
they wouldn't be on the streets.
There used to be, man. There used to be. Like, you could go, I remember, you know, this is the 80s, of course, but like in church, they would talk about, you know, someone that was living at the YMCA.
Yep.
Because they were having hot times. They were living at the YMCA. The YMCA. I mean, what?
And unfortunately, in a lot of big cities, the people that are homeless are mentally ill.
I eat lunch there, but I don't want to spend the night.
And they're on drugs.
And it's reflective that there's no care for them. I know living in San Francisco, a lot of the people on the street need help.
Brown.
I saw somebody sleeping at the Well this morning on the way to work, right out in front.
Really?
At the entrance.
Waiting for tickets to go on sale.
I guess.
No.
Waiting for a ticket for, I guess, food vouchers maybe.
And I've seen people at certain stores that I know that they frequent, and I've tried to give them food and stuff.
I mean, Skid Row is massive now. They're trying to give them a high-rise that was abandoned. You imagine a high-rise of homeless people?
No. I mean, no, like in a dystopian movie, I could.
And if you like,
it would be on fire halfway up.
Obviously, you follow it a little bit because, you know, Spencer Pratt's a reality star who's gaining a lot of traction to be mayor. He's talking about, you know, taking his kids to school, and you got people exposing themselves to kids, homeless people taking dumps right in front of the street.
Yeah.
Like doing drugs. It's like a big mess.
Yeah. I mean, where are you going to go to the bathroom if they close all public bathrooms? To people that...
New Orleans, how do you do it?
That are not...
We still have any listeners in New Orleans. How do you do it?
You see the signs where, you know, you can't just walk in and use the bathroom. There's no bathroom, no public bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, Asheville, you got to have a code to use the public bathroom in Asheville. I don't know how you get a code. I had to wait for somebody to come out so I could go in.
That's that thing with China, with that digital ID. Like, to use the public transportation, you have to have it, too. Like, that's way worse than I even said yesterday. I was looking at that stuff in Vietnam. Like, there's literally people dying in the streets.
Of hunger.
Because they can't go buy anything because they were... Now, part of you will say, well, they should get the digital ID. But maybe, just maybe, they're like, no. Maybe they see it as the mark of the beast, you know?
Yeah, some of the stuff...
I don't know what they believe in over there. Looper, let us know, but...
What did you get? What did you believe growing up, Looper?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question, actually. Well, I think I know that, but that's for him to answer. I think I know that, though.
I have to guess.
He, I believe mushrooms was his deity. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
He's,
I don't know.
Like, we had First Baptist. Was he First Korean Koyong? Like, I don't know.
Oh.
He grew up in the axis of evil.
Somebody, yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Okay, two questions. Did the UFC, White House, the Freedom 250, it sounds like a race car, a NASCAR race. Is that on like pay-per-view or anything?
No, every UFC now is on Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay, so it's through that, okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would pay for that card.
Yeah, there's only two fights. It says two title bouts.
Well, they got a full card, but it's...
Just for titles.
You may know two or three of the people.
Okay. And it says that largely the crowd on the lawn will be military personnel.
Yeah, I figured the screening process has got to be.
I need to see the word soldiers on there though, instead of military personnel. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I want to see. Yeah.
Are we allowed to call you that anymore? Soldiers.
Soldiers.
Maybe it is military personnel.
God, that's it. You know what I mean?
I mean, if maybe you can call each other a soldier if you're soldiers.
Oh, is it that kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know.
No way. Come on.
I don't know.
Put John Jones on the card. I don't even like the guy, but I'd rather see him fight than these other people.
Okay. Military personnel are individuals who serve in the United States Armed Forces. Wow.
I would like to ask Wonder Boy, like, were you offered this card? Or did you, try to get on it?
Oh, shoot.
I love
you. Know if he was offered it, Ray would have said yes before he could. Steven could say no.
Yep.
Do we get to meet Don?
I think it would be easier for me to drive to the dojo and ask, because the schedule wise, we just can't work it out.
Right. Yes.
To get him in.
Well, the guy, not only is he a UFC fighter, he's a bus driver.
Yep.
He does the summer camp
stuff. Maybe I'll wait at a stop and then ask him there.
See if he picks you up.
I'll head to the swinger capital of the South, Simpsonville.
Simpsonville, South Carolina. That's something new I learned. Military personnel. Golly, hey, man, that's wild.
I can't get used to all the new names. Yeah. I can't adjust.
Yeah. But then I just, Google says it, so that's what it is. I didn't ask my fellow man. I just asked a computer. That's crazy as hell. Good morning to you. More later and such. Good morning. Thank you.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What's it going?
Pretty long intro, too.
My hair.
It's just of you. This is the best part.
Son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch.
Well, that one queued up.
I love it. Yeah. That was our old intro.
That's fun.
Yeah, we used that one for a little bit. Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Nathaniel Ratliff.
Yep.
Ratliff.
Son of a bitch. It could work with S and the D.
Why would you go to that one first?
I don't know. It's like whenever we do a song, it turns very explicitly gay.
Kicking some ass.
Or something. You could change that to butt. And they use the other bad word. Cute up.
Waxing a crotch. Right, Paige?
Absolutely.
Waxing a crotch.
Oh, removing a bush.
AI video. Trixie's bush.
Oh, Lord.
Hey. Got your working title.
That's her last name, Trixie Bush.
I thought the thing I just told you, I told you before already.
What's that?
About the offer I got.
Oh, yeah.
You got a proposition or offer?
I got an offer. I was like, I almost didn't open it. I was like, oh, this is going to be spam.
But like for a threesome or something?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
No, still haven't found the right two dudes yet. But I got a message saying,
I believe them.
Would you be interested in promoting this business on your social media?
Oh.
I was like, I don't know. That gets a little tricky when you get into that territory. But let me find out anyway what's going on with it.
Yeah.
They offered me a prize for a permanent post.
Write down the number.
Okay. Hang on a second, though.
Son of a bitch!
All right.
Yeah, this sounds like this song. I'd love to ask Nathaniel, or maybe I could call him Nate. Like, did the movie Animal House perhaps? I mean, I feel the movie Animal House when I hear this song.
Inspiration.
I know, I
definitely.
Love it. You need a pen?
No, I got a pen. I just don't have any GD paper.
Gosh darn it.
You want some of mine?
Here, I have.
Damn, I should have said.
I have some.
Excuse me. Well, I got some now. This is an odd looking
piece. You could just do fingers, too, if you didn't have such big fingers.
Well, I don't have that many fingers.
Oh, what
I don't know if I should show you the prize first to tell you what it was for. I usually got a scrap paper in here.
Don't say the brand name, because then you're giving them a...
advertising.
Well, it's no brand name, but I have to tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
It actually might be competition for you.
Well, then definitely don't say it.
Right?
You are a client. Gale.com. So it was... it was for ball deodorant. I don't know how else to tell you what it was. Deodorant for your nuts region, I think they would say.
You should already tell them that you already have Bowles McButter.
And I know.
Your, is that an antiperspirant?
It is a moisturizer for the
for
testicles
the
and inner thighs. It works great in the summer.
Okay.
Now, I say, okay, well, just let me see how much, you know.
Is it a story or a post?
Let's talk permanent post.
Permanent post.
So when they said permanent post, I'm like, okay, this might be some serious dough. Let's see.
That's some stuff that I like. Jug's, you know, I mean, I hope she don't mind me seeing this, but Jug's wife, she's an influencer. Like, that's her job. And, yeah. Like, a lot of times it'll be just, like, up for, like, 48 hours, and you can delete it, or a story, which is only 24 hours.
I don't know how this works. I just now found out that you could type in your follower amount, and it gives you, like, a mini valuation. Of what you should at least get.
That's why it sucks your Facebook got hacked.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, God, Fat Boy's number is very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Not embarrassing. Probably embarrassing for you because people are like, God, man, you've been on the radio 20 years and you only got like 400 followers.
I'm just telling you now.
Maybe it's 600.
I will never figure out the social media aspect of this job. It's too much.
It's what of this job. I think of just life.
Yeah, well, that in general, too. I got offered, I don't know if you can read this from here. Paige, what does that say?
Don't say it, though.
Do you want me to not say it or say it?
Well, I don't care if you say it.
Explain.
Oh, my God.
For a permanent post.
You should have laughed in their face.
One-time payment for a permanent post.
Shoot. Oh, no. Because you can collect commission off of things like that if you're an influencer.
Oh.
$20.
God bless, man.
$20.
Let me help you.
$20.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to keep up
don't
with
that. Don't let Paige help you. She'll turn you into like, she'll have you with a mohawk. You'll be riding like a minotaur.
You know? I already feel like one.
I said tar.
No, he's adorable, though. You can get more than that.
You are adorable.
You are.
You big bastard.
To get that, you have to cultivate this crap 24/7. I don't even like.
That is your monthly fee or your?
Permanent post, one-time payment, $20.
That's crazy.
That's not worth it.
Which, look, if I'm them, I'm trying to lowball, too. But still.
See, the thing about that stuff is you
I'd be careful with that.
This is what I don't. And
I ain't doing it.
Women don't seem to mind it, maybe. And if we have one here, I'll ask her. Paige, if you follow like a, you know, famous person or somewhat of note or whatever, and they're constantly like doing posts like that, does it not make you say like, why am I following you? Am I following you for commercials or am I following you to get behind the scenes?
Yep.
What'd you eat for dinner last night? What movie theater are you at? Whose shoes are you wearing?
Yeah.
That kind of crap. I was thinking about that very thing because to stay on the so-called algorithm, like you have to routinely post. And then I'm thinking like if I don't go any like the last couple of days, you know, it ain't been crap going on just because like the weather sucks. I haven't been to the farm, like, you know, I haven't been around the grandkids. Like outside, I was thinking about this. Like if I became an invalid or something, what would I post on social media?
Your opinion.
It's like rolling around the house.
I mean.
Political stuff.
And that's not to make fun of anybody, but I'm like, and I have my full capacities, but if there's nothing to post, there's nothing to post.
Yes. There's like, I got a buddy. Look, I realize, I hate to say it like this, I have somewhat of a public profile. But I got a buddy that don't, and he's always posted, hey, use my promo code for this, that, and the other. And I'm like, nobody knows who you are, really. Like, how are you making money off of this? What's it worth it?
You have your people, but you're trying to get the reach beyond And that's the hardest thing, to keep your algorithm going for that.
And it changes so much. That's what everybody's got, a TikTok shop. And right. It's Jesus Christ.
And for me,
I'll never get on that. That's too far to go. I won't add any new ones. I don't care.
It's maddening. It is too much. Even if you go look at lives and try to scroll, it just, because, you know, I like ball cards. Boom, ripping chips, tons and tons and tons.
And for me, I was locked out of my own account as administrator by people that hacked my other account.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened to it. Yeah, I just took it down.
I'm glad you interjected with that.
No, but I mean, it's serious, though, with your information. You don't want to give your, however they're going to send that money to you, you don't want to give them your banking information.
They didn't even offer me the product. Just 20
See,
bucks. See,
that's the other thing. Like, I've done a handful of those things, and if you don't get the product yourself, like, then you don't even know what you're even promoting, or it might be something you don't like.
Yeah, right. I just let them rot, you know, instead of using
And you
stuff.
Know what? One of them I actually become a regular customer of, because I was like, God, I like this. You know what I mean? Like, you sent me free stuff and paid me money, and they didn't even say it was permanent. They just said, make her. It was a, like, drink this and say what you think and be honest. It doesn't matter.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I got for that.
God almighty, man.
That's a little better.
Well, you got more followers, so they probably saw that. And
yeah, but, like, you should have told them people to.
That's still not
to
a lot.
Eat your dinner.
When you can get commission, if you have a commission code, you get commission from the sales, like, say, 3%. Nationally, it's a lot more than that.
Right.
I hate being the guy that does that too, like, hey, go buy this and use my code, like, hey, it's like I'm begging for money.
Well, see, that's, I don't like, on my own, on golly, like, on the social, I hate using my cell phone there, because I feel like I don't want people to make it look feel like I'm just trying to constantly sell them something, so I don't use my. But then people are like, you should use yourself more on there. It would add more credibility to it. I'm like, well, good God, I can't win.
Well, if you could use, you know, use the balls to make butter, you actually can't see your reflection in there afterwards. So this is a great product.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you just got to hold them up and look.
Oh, really?
Hold them up. Spit shine them afterwards.
Boy, they really just start hanging afterwards.
Leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, hello.
Passion. I love it. All right, so let's talk about what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did.
Oh, Lord.
F. Kennedy.
He didn't break up with Cheryl, did he?
Well.
Cheryl.
He posted a video of himself.
He finally took some Sucrets and everything's fine.
But what is really peculiar about this is he posted a video of himself holding two black snakes while they bite him and just laughing about it.
Lord have mercy.
And Cheryl
What
Hines
tent meeting's he at?
Is begging him to stop.
You know what? I saw this.
Oh, really?
And that's what people are commenting, like, we need to be at a church in Tennessee.
Oh, man, in Greenville.
I've got audio.
Off White Horse Road, there was revivals that had snake handlers.
He was hanging out at Dr. Oz's house.
Oh, God.
They were having sex. What were they?
They're not moccasins.
Huh?
They're not moccasins.
Oh, okay.
Say again?
Okay.
Are they biting?
Yeah. Okay, honey, let it go. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Bobby. The mouths are
Bobby,
huge.
Please. Bobby, please. Oh, God.
I guess Dr. Oz has never seen a snake before.
I guess so.
Mouths are huge. They're black snakes. They're not moccasins.
But here's the thing. Even though they're not venomous, they can still cause a nasty infection. Because think of what they eat.
Oh, yeah. Well, every day they bit them a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what was he trying to show? That they were not poisonous, that you could survive it? Or he was just a badass?
Be funny.
Just they were on Dr. Oz's patio in a corner, so he just tried to pick them up and get rid of them.
God. Did he drop them off at Central Park?
I was trying to say, it's like the moose.
The snakes were mating.
It was a bear.
It was a bear.
So there were two snakes mating. If you interrupted some animal mating, wouldn't they bite you too?
I had a neighbor do that to me one time, and I bit him.
Oh, God.
Bit the hell out of him.
Walked in the wrong apartment.
Uh-oh. Awkward. Hello, how are you?
Now, this video is kind of weird.
Now, you got to see the video.
Literally, we were talking about yesterday, like the Caduceus sign. Mm-hmm. Am I saying it Caduceus wrong?
I don't know. I still think of Caduce from MTV.
Well, it's the medical symbol for...
He almost had snake here.
It's a symbol for medical, for hospital, whatever. And it's the staff with the snake swirling around it. That's exactly what it looks like when he's holding it. God, that looks like a cult. I don't know, man. I don't like it.
That sucker is interesting.
Like something Sam Smith would do on stage.
I feel like I need a daily RFK update. Let's see what he's up to.
Have you ever been bit by a snake?
I have not.
My shoe. So not in my... What would you say to that? I mean, I got bit on the shoe by a snake.
But it didn't go through to the toe?
It did not. Okay. So I've not been bitten by a snake.
It hurts.
Does it?
Well, my brother had snakes, pet snakes.
Where did he get you?
One on the hand, and the other one was on the foot.
Oh. You know, for the Euphoria, they used a boa constrictor with a fake rattle for that one scene.
Yeah, that was a big, big snake.
But still, working with snakes, like, you don't know what they're going to do.
Well, I kicked one because it was going after my
That was Jake dog. Roberts.
I kicked the snake and it bit me on the foot.
Ooh. Did you know that I was looking at it was the carcass of a bear cub that he dropped off into Central Park. But also it says RFK Jr. is alleged to have cut the penis off of a roadkill raccoon.
I did not hear that. Like, where is it at?
Why? This is on
Keychain?
The Guardian. Like, I don't, yeah, right? Like, what did he do with it?
What'd you do with it?
I
bet we could get him. So many questions. We'll work on that. Hey, what'd you do with the penis?
That would be the leading question.
Where are we at on the food dyes?
According to his own private journals detailed in his book, RFK Jr., The Fall and Rise, he stopped his car on I-684 in New York to cut the genitals off a dead raccoon so he could simply study them later while his children waited in the car. What the hell?
There's something wrong with
like
that,
like how Pete Townsend was studying.
Car.
You know, it bothers me.
Wait in the truck.
Cut the dong off this raccoon and I'll get out.
When you see a dead carcass on the
Daddy,
ground.
Daddy, we're hungry. I'm getting lunch.
I don't care.
And you just take the head off. Why don't you bury the whole damn thing? It just bothers me that people do that and mutilate an animal.
That's just really cruel.
You mean like take the antlers and leave it there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just for real.
Like, give me the horns.
Sometimes you don't know. Like, okay, if it's a doe, they left it there. I mean, but if you can tell that it's been scalped, that's just pertinent mean.
It is.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. We have yet to say what's going to be on today's show, an hour in.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good Best Damn Audio.
Yes. Best Damn Audio coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get to some phone calls as well. 1-800-774-0093. If you ever cut the genitals off a roadkill, 1-800-774-0093.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.